Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Samach Tes. We will begin on Daf Samach Chesam Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Ashi, L'may Dekom Rav Eleza Nami. According to what Rav Eleza says, Gemara is now going back to analyze what we had learned in the previous shir, what we had discussed in the previous shir, that according to Rav Eleza, that if Melacha on Shabbos is permitted to bring a Karma Pesach when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Certainly, if Melacha Daraisa is overridden in order to bring the Karma Pesach, then Shvus Rabbanan should certainly be overridden as well. Says the Gemara, according to Reb Lezer, that holds that eating on Yontav is Rishus, and therefore we can't learn from there that Shvus may be violated with Tzarech Mitzvah. For as we discussed in the previous year, Rabbi Shua said that eating on Yontif, Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah, and even though Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah, it still doesn't give us a right to do a Shvus on Yontif, so we see that mitzvahs, that Shvus, we may not violate a Shvus that we could have done before Yontif in order to have Simchas Yontif. Rabbi Lezer said that Simchas Yontav is Rishus. So we can't bring a Raya from Simchas Yontav, which is a Rishus, to our Sugya, where we're talking about a mitzvah, bringing Karma Pesach. Says the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Lezer, that says eating on Yontav is Rishus, Islay Pircha, we could still ask a question, how he allows us to violate a Shvus on Erev Pesach Shabbos. Umay Yontav, if Yontav, Hitter by Malacha Shal Rishus, that when there's a need of Eichel Nefesh, the Malacha is allowed to do Malacha on Yontif. Still, Loi Hitter Shvus Shima, we may not do a Shvus, if it's a Shvus, as we said a moment ago, could have been done before Yontif. Shabbos, which is much more Chomer than Yontif, Shal Hitter by Ela Malacha Shal Mitzvah, the only time we're allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos is a Mitzvah, like bringing the Karm Pesach, or bringing whatever kabbonis have to be brought in Shabbos. So certainly, if we're machmer on Yontif, ena din, certainly shleitata shvus imoy, we should not be allowed to be violated shvus on Yontif. Rebbe Lezer, how does Rebbe Lezer respond to that? He says, shvus the mitzvah adflei. A shvus that's done, l'tzarech shvus, even though on Yontif, they allowed us for tzarech simchas Yontif to do a malacha, we don't allow you to do a shvus because it could have been done before Yontif. But by Shabbos, when we allow you to do malacha, because it's not just that you're doing a malacha for tzayruch rishus, you're doing a malacha l'tzayruch mitzvah. You're doing a malacha l'tzayruch mitzvah, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So then, when Chazal allowed you to do a malacha, they allowed you not only to do melacha, but they allowed us to do shvus as well. So I saw that the Sefer Oneg Arachama gives a beautiful explanation how to understand the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua. The question is that Rabbi Yeshua holds that when we allow carbon to be brought on Shabbos, the Karban Pesach, or whatever karbanos that are allowed to be brought on Shabbos, that the halacha is that the halacha, that is only the chuyah. That means it's something that we have to do. And since it's something that we have to do, we allow it to be done. But this is a question that comes up often in halacha. And often in halacha, the question comes up that even when Chazal allowed something to be done, or the Torah allowed something to be done, the best example always is if somebody is a situation of sakonas nefashos on Shabbos. So of course we have to do what we have to do. Is it considered a hutra or is it considered the chuya? Is it considered a situation that I do what I have to do, the chuya, or is it a hutra? And that's the way to understand the machloikas he suggests between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua. According to Rabbi Lezer, on Shabbos, when we're allowed to bring a carbon, it's completely hutra. And therefore, since it's completely hutra, we don't necessarily have to only not only melachos are allowed to be done, but even shvus, and even a shvus that could have been done before Shabbos. Whereas according to Yeshua, it's only dechuya. And since it's only dechuya, we only allow you to do the minimum that may be done. And if you have a shvus that could have been done before Shabbos, it may not be violated on Shabbos. Tanya. Now the Gemara brings the dialogue that took place between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Tanya Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Omali, why should there be a difference between the machshiri mitzvah that are done for the Korban Pesach? Im doch machshiri mitzvah shel achas shechitas haShabbos. We learned in our previous shiur that on Shabbos, that on Shabbos Erev Pesach, after bringing the Korban Pesach, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, we may do Michi Krovav. Now, Michi Krovav is not necessary for the kashrus of the carbon, and it certainly is something that involves a shvus. And still, the halacha is that we're allowed to do it because we couldn't have done it before, we still could do it. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that we're not speaking about the Michi Krovav. Tosfos says that the raya is from the Aktara. The problem with Tosfos Pshat is when Tosfos says that the fact that we're allowed to do Haktara on Shabbos, even though the Haktara could wait for Motzei Shabbos, but we learned in our shiur yesterday, the reason Chazal allowed us to do the Haktara on Shabbos, Sfasemis asked this question, is because the Gemara said a special reason, and that's because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. So it has nothing really to do with the Machshiri Mitzvah being that what you're allowed to do on Shabbos or not. So the Sfasemis explains that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata doesn't give us a right to do something that would be completely wrong. Only because, he says, we have this concept, the Machshiri Mitzvah, a Doiche Shabbos, coupled with the fact that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, because if we didn't have Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, then we would have to wait for Motzei Shabbos. That's why it is all based on, as Tosfos understands, on the concept that Machshiri Mitzvah, a Doiche Shabbos. Im doch Machshiri Mitzvah Shlach HaShchita Shabbos. So if Machshiri Mitzvah after the Shchita are doiche Shabbos, this avle mitzvasoi, and the mitzvah has already been fulfilled. And the two examples, Rashi's michi kurvayim, Tosfos Aktara, loy yitchu. Certainly, we should be lenient when machshiri mitzvah shlefnei shchita is a Shabbos because we need to do the mitzvah. Amale Rekiva, and Rekiva responds to Rabbi Eliezer, the mali imdach machshir mitzvah shlach shchita is a Shabbos. You know a machshir mitzvah that take place after the Shechita of Doiche Shabbos. Shrei Dosso Shechita Shabbos. Because we already were Doiche Shabbos. And therefore, since we were Doiche Shabbos, that's why we could continue being Doiche Shabbos. Toimash Yitchum Mitzvah Shlefnei Shechita Shabbos. Can we be lenient in a Machshir Mitzvah where we haven't yet been Doiche Shabbos? Loi Dosso Shechita Shabbos. We haven't performed the Shechita yet. And since we haven't performed the Shechita yet, we can't be lenient. And here too, Dora Chama takes his approach in explaining this dialogue between Rabbi Eliezer and Akiva. He says that once we're Mekel in Hilchos Shabbos, so the halacha is, once it was Hutra, we could continue. But in a situation where we haven't yet employed a Heter, we have no right to employ a Heter. Dover Acher, the Gemara brings another point Rabbi Akiva makes to Rabbi Eliezer, why we cannot allow Mechshirei Mitzvah before the Shechita to be done. Because we have to be concerned, says Rabbi Akiva, Shem Yemtzel Zev Apostle, maybe if I'm going to do the Mechshirei Mitzvah before the Shechita, and then when I'm going to shech the carbon will end up being apostle. But then it's a Mechal Shabbos Mafreya, and now it retroactively turned out that I was Mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, if that is a concern, Ihochi, if that is a legitimate concern, Mishchan Nami Loi Nishchat. So we should have never allow anybody to shecht a carbon on Shabbos. because Shema Yimtzach Zevach Pasul. Maybe after, as you do the Shechita, you'll discover that the carbon is Pasul. But then it's a Mechal Shabbos Lafreya. And it turns out that retroactively you're Mechal Shabbos. Elaha, Amalei Bereisha, says the Gemara, the way we have to understand the back and forth between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva was the first Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Lezer this question, that we should not, we can't allow Mechshirei Mitzvah before the Shechita, because what happens if we turn out that we do the Shechita and that the Shechita is that the carbon is possible, which the best example would be that it turns out that the animal is treif. And then the Gemara Parche asks a question of that, because if that's a legitimate concern, then the halacha should be that you should not be allowed to shech the Karban Pesach at all. So that's why that concern is taken off the table, because we have to do what we have to do. And if it turns out that the animal is treif, it's treif. There's nothing I could have done. And then he gave him this argue, the malim dachu, that there's a difference what I'm allowed to do before the after the shechita versus what I'm allowed to do before the shechita. So we learned in the Mishnah, the Rekiva said, that doing the hazar on a person who's tamei, in order to bring the carbon, is a mitzvah, it's a shvus, and still may not done, be done in Shabbos, and therefore, all the other cases that you suggested, that were a shvus, says Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Lezer, should not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. Said Rabbi Lezer, and that's exactly what I said Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Kiva, v'olani don, that's exactly what I meant to say. If shchita, which is a malacha, is doicha Shabbos, hazar, which is a shvus, certainly should be doicha. If shchita, which is a malacha, is doicha Shabbos, hazar, which is only a shvus, certainly should be doicha Shabbos. Said Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Lezer, maybe we could say the other way around. If hazar, which is only a shvus, the halacha is that it's not doicha Shabbos, shchita, which is a malacha, certainly the halacha is that it should not be doicha Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Lezer. So we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer said to Rekiva, Akiva, akarta mashikasa b'tayra. According to your line of reasoning, that we're not going to be allowed to bring a carbon Pesach on Shabbos, akarta, you have taken out what the Torah says, as we learned in this parak, the Torah says, b'may adoy, that we do bring a carbon Pesach on Shabbos. How could you come up with a conclusion that would not allow us to bring the carbon Pesach on Shabbos? Tanya, so the Braisa elaborates on this dialogue between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. Amar Rabbi Lezer said to Akiva, "B'shchita sheftani, you try to answer me with shchita and try to come up with a obvious incorrect conclusion that we should be not allowed to do shchita of a Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach Shabbos." And he said, "B'shchita tehi misasai." You will ultimately die with shechita. And as all the Mefarshim point out, that indeed that is the way Rabbi Kiva died. Rabbi Kiva was one of the Sarah Haruge Malchus, and he died a very difficult death with shechita. And as all the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Lezer, of course, did not mean to curse Rabbi Kiva. What he wanted to show is that you're wrong. But killas chacham, I feel al tanai hi ba. If a chacham, a tabu chacham says something, even if that, of course, was not his intention, what he said happens. So here too, he said this, and what he said happened. Amalai, so Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi atach reini b'shasadin, don't walk away from what you said. Kach mablanim mcha. I learned from you that Azar Shvusi, that Azar is an Isad Rabbanon, and still, even though it's only Isad Rabbanon, Enedoich Shabbos. I did see a very interesting pshat that Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer. And even though Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer, this was the first time Rabbi Kiva spoke up in Shir. And that's why Rabbi Lezer was upset. This is the first time you're saying something that I completely disagree. Ask the Gemara, but according to this, Rabbi Kiva was saying to Rabbi Lezer that you yourself were the one that taught me that you don't do Hazar on Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, v'hu v'chime achadu agmarei, if it was Rabbi Lezer who taught this halacha to Rekiva, my tamaka hadabei, why is Rabbi Lezer walking away and saying that Hazar may indeed be done on Shabbos? Amu ula, answers the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer ki agmarei Hazar the truma. The halacha is that a kohen may not eat truma when he's tamei. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to do hazor on Shabbos in order for a kohen to be able to eat truma. Why? Says Rabbi Lezer, truma gufa, the truma itself, like dachi Shabbos. The halacha is that you can't take off truma on Shabbos. And as Rashi explains, that since we see that Chazal were machmer when it came to truma, that we're not allowed to take off truma on Shabbos, so too, they're not allowed to do hazor in order for a kohen to eat truma on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Namiki Asvei, says the Gemara, so if Rabbi Lezer taught them about hazor the truma, how did Rabbi Kiva respond with hazor of Karban Pesach? As says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Nami Ki Asvei, when he asked the question to Rabbi Lezer, hazor the truma Asvei, the question that he asked was from truma, shehi mitzvah, that there is a mitzvah in eating the truma, v'hi mishum shvus, and here we're only dealing with a shvus, v'hu sava, and Rabbi Lezer holds, hazar the Pesach, the hazar that we do on the person to be able to eat the Karban Pesach, kamak mas kamaisav lei, that he was asking him from hazar the Karban Pesach, which Rabbi Lezer had never said that hazar Karban Pesach is not allowed to be done in Shabbos. And therefore, he said, what are you asking me from something that I never said? Masa Rava. So ask Rabba on this explanation of Ula in the dialogue between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. Heshe Rabbi Kiva v'oma. Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Lezer, Hazar tumei meis techiach. You can't say your kavachomer. Shechal shvi shaloi. That if the seventh day, the last day of this person who's tamei, falls out on Shabbos, Lias b'Shabbos, it falls out on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, Shi Mitzvah, so the Hazoy here is being done to be able to do a Mitzvah. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that Yodal Nissen came out on Shabbos, and he's doing the Hazoy in order to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that if somebody's hazar would fall on Erev, if somebody's last day of tumah is on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, it's only do Shabbos, is on Erev Pesach, and we're doing the hazar in order that it should be able to eat the Karban Pesach that evening, too late. Because if he was tumah on Erev Pesach, even though he's going to be tar by night, the Rambam holds, you can't bring a Karban Pesach for that individual. So therefore, says the Tosfos Yontif, according to the Rambam, we would have to understand that we're talking here that Yud Gimel, that Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. And if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, so then we should be allowed to do Hazor, so that the person tomorrow on Sunday, Erev Pesach, should be able to bring the Karban Pesach. But again, we're going to learn with Rashi. Hazor Tamei Meis Techiach, Shechal Shvi Shaloi, when Erev Pesach Shabbos is the seventh day of his tumah. Lias b'Shabbos of Erev Pesach, she mitzvah. So we're doing the hazor in order that he should be able to bring a Karban Pesach. V'mishum shvus, and the isser of doing hazor is only an isser shvus, and still ain't a doichus Shabbos. So we see from here that Rabbi Kiva didn't speak about hazor of truma. Rabbi Kiva was speaking about El Avade Hazor the Pesach Agmarei. And he was telling Rabbi Lezer, you taught us that we may not do Hazor on Shabbos or Pesach. How are you saying that we may? Ask the Gemara, V'chimach the Agmarei, if Rabbi Lezer taught Rabbi Kiva that it may not be done on Shabbos, my Tamaka Parachle, Rabbi Lezer, how is he saying that it may be done on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, what happened was that Rabbi Lezer Gamrei Asakrilei. Rabbi Lezer forgot his learning. Vos Rabbi Kiva let Guri Gamrei, and Rabbi Kiva came to teach, to remind him what he taught him, and that Rabbi Lezer taught them that Hazor may not be done on Erev Pesach Shabbos, and that's what Rabbi Kiva was trying to remind Rabbi Lezer. So ask the Gemara, if that's what he was trying to do, v'neimalei behedye. So what did he, why didn't he tell him explicitly that Rebbe, how, Rebbe, addressing his Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, how could you say that it's mutter? Says the Gemara, savar lav arich ara. It's not respectful to speak to his Rebbe that way, that tells Rebbe, I think Rebbe, you forgot what you said. And that's why he said it in this way. Perhaps that will get Rebbe Lezer to remember what he said. Vazav my tamloi dachi Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, so why taka is the halacha that we can't do the hazar on Shabbos? Michti. Isn't the entire issa tiltule ba'alma? It's only an isser drabonon. It's in the category of tiltul. And the halacha ought to be, ask the Gemara, titchi Shabbos, mishum Pesach. So indeed, we should be able to do hazar on Erev Shabbos Pesach in order to be able to bring a common Pesach. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, Gzeir Shem Yitlena, Chazal were concerned that a person may come to carry the water of the Hazar via Vrenet Abraham's Mishas Rabim. He may come to carry it, Dalaram's Mishas, may come to carry it Mishas Rabim. So I saw, and this is not a question that's only asked here, it's asked an other places as well. Tosfos Devarei Maskil V'Yavirenu in Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph asked the question: why Chazal only concerned about Shem Yavirenu Dal Arams Rishus Rabim, that you may come to carry it for Arams Rishus Rabim? Why were Chazal not concerned that you may take it out from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Rabim? So Tosfos says that taking something out from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Rabim is a significant act that people will remember before they do so, that it's Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do it. Carrying in Rishus Rabim is something that's not so noticeable, and therefore that you're going to come to carry, you may come to do it. But the Rivan says actually just the opposite. He says what the Gemara means to say is, certainly Chazal were concerned that you may take him from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Rabim. What the Gemara is saying is that not only were Chazal concerned you may take it from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Rabim, Chazal were also concerned that you may carry it Dal Aram Rishus Rabim. Says the Gemara, Ol Rebbe Lezer, Navri, according to Rebbe Lezer, there should be no problem of carrying it. Dom Rebbe Lezer, Machshir Mitzvah, Doichas Shabbos, that whatever I need to do to be able to do a mitzvah, I am allowed to do it on Shabbos. So what's your concern that you're going to carry it on Shabbos? Rebbe Lezer holds that even something that could have been done before Shabbos, if it's for the purpose of being able to fulfill a mitzvah, I'm allowed to do it on Shabbos. Amri answers the Gemara that when did Rebbe Lezer say that? Hani mila hecha de gavri kulufei chazi. In a situation where the person who's doing the machshirei mitzvah, which involved an isser, is a person who could fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, since he could fulfill the mitzvah, Rami Chuyu Vele, he has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah. And since he has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah, he could do whatever it takes to fulfill the mitzvah. Aval Hocha, in our case where the person is Tamei, the Gavra Gufalai Chazai, the person is Tamei. So since at this point he's still Tamei, Le Rami Chuyu Vele, he has no obligation to do the mitzvah. We can't allow him to do even a Machshirei mitzvah on Shabbos. Amar Rabba, L'divrei Rebbe Lezer, that we're saying now that you can only do machshirei mitzvah that involve chil Shabbos if the person for whom you're doing the machshirei mitzvah is an individual who can be mekayim the mitzvah. So if that's the case, katan bari, the halacha is if you have a healthy baby, mecham lechamim, the halacha is we can warm up water on Shabbos, lavroisai, they used to wash the baby in warm water before the bris. Lavroisai ulamayla b'Shabbos. In order to be able to do a bris on Shabbos. Dachazile. That's why, because right now he's a child that we could have a bris. And the washing, his washing him is a machshiri mitzvah. But katan chayla, but for unhealthy child, emach, the aloch ought to be, emel chamim. We should not be allowed to warm up water for him to wash him before the bris, because we're dealing with a child who can't have a bris. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, And according to this stash, what Rabbi Elazar said, Vibarahi, even if he's a healthy child, Lamali Kamala Vraisai, if he's healthy, why am I heating up water? Elamarava, Hakal Chaylam Eitzel Milan. And therefore, every child is, in those days, considered in a situation of sakana unless he was washed with warm water before the bris. Echad katan bari, vechad katan chayli, a healthy child or unhealthy child. Eim chamel chamel avroisoi ulamoil b'shabbos. We would never be allowed to warm up water for him. Dalechazi, because without the warming up water, we can't do a bris for him. We can't do the, he's not chazi for the bris. And we're learning that according to Rabbi Elazar, somebody who's not chazi, we can't do a bris for him. Esrei, so Abaya asks a question. According to Rabbi Elazar, the way we're learning now, that if the person is able to do the mitzvah, then we're allowed to do a mitzvah, then the machshiri mitzvah, doicha Shabbos. But if the person, like in our Gemara, he's Tamei, so he's an individual for whom we cannot do the mitzvah. For him, Mechshiri mitzvah, not Doicha Shabbos. Esrei Abaya. So Abaya asked the following question. It says in a Braisa, Oral Shleimol. You have an individual who's an Oral, who never had a bris milah yet, and therefore he can't bring the Karban Pesach. Such an individual is Onish Karas. We know that an individual who doesn't bring a Karban Pesach, it's one of the two mitzvahs I say, that if you, the one is Karban Pesach, and the other is Milah, as we're going to discuss, that even though they're just mitzvahs I say, if you violate those mitzvahs I say, you're going to be Mechuyev Karas. So this person who's an Oral, and therefore wasn't able to bring the Karban Pesach, he gets his Chayev Karas, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. But ask the Gemara, why? The person is an Oral, Viktani, and yet we're learning that he's Onish Karas, that he's Chayiv Karas. Why is he Chayiv Karas? He's a person that's not Chazi for the mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar is saying that a person who can't do the mitzvah, we have no issue with. So we see that obviously Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that Rami Chiyuvelei, he still has a Chiyiv. Why? Because he could have had a bris. So the same thing should be by Tamei Meis. He could have had Azor, and that's why. You, so now the question is, why are you telling me that just because right now he's Tamei, we don't bring a Karban Pesach for him, we don't do Azor? Rabbi Elazar doesn't subscribe to this distinction if he right now can't do the bris or can't do the mitzvah or not. Amar Rabba, we can't compare the mitzvah Azor to the mitzvah of Milah. Why? Ksavra Belazar, ain't shaychten v'sarkim al tamei meis, al tamei sheretz. We don't bring a Karban Pesach for somebody who's tamei. And if he is tamei, we wait to Pesach Sheni. Even though he could have gone to the mikvah, because as we've discussed in our recent shiurim, somebody who has a tamei sheretz, all he needs to do is go to the mikvah, and which may be done on Shabbos, and be tar by night. Still, we don't bring Karban Pesach on his behalf. We wait till Pesach Sheni. So here too, this person who's Tomei and he needs Hazor today on Erev Pesach, there's no reason that we should allow to do Hazor. We could wait. We could wait for Pesach Sheni. And since we could wait for Pesach Sheni, that's why we can't do the we don't do the bris. We don't do the Azor on Erev Pesach. So as we said before, that if somebody doesn't bring a Karban Pesach, he's Chayiv Karas. However, if he was Tamei or he was B'derech R'chayka, the halacha is that he waits for Pesach Sheni. The halacha also, of course, is, as we said, that an Oral doesn't bring a Karban Pesach or may not eat from the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara says that if the Oral did not have a bris on Erev Pesach, and therefore he couldn't have brought the Karban Pesach, he still chayiv karis for not bringing Karban Pesach. The Gemara says it's considered as if he deliberately violated the chiv of bringing Karban Pesach, even though he is an Oral, because he could have had a Bris Milah. Rashi points out that if a person didn't bring a Karm Pesach, Erev Pesach, because he was B'derech R'chayka, he's not Chiv Karis. Even though we can make the same argument, why didn't you arrive in Yerushalayim by Erev Pesach? So Rashi explains that such a person is not Chayiv Karis because his negligence occurred at a time that a Dayan Lo Ram Yechiyuv Elei. He didn't have yet a Chayiv Karim Pesach. That means, since when the time for arriving the Karim Pesach arrived, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, he was far away from Yerushalayim. He was too far away from Yerushalayim. He's not Mechuyiv Karis. However, an Oral who didn't make a bris on Erev Pesach, it's Chayiv Karis, because he could have fixed it. He was in Yerushalayim, and have a bris milah, and therefore, you'll be fine. So Michas Chinuch points out that according to what we just learned from Rashi, the halacha ought to be that a person is not mechuyiv in a mitzvah until the time of the mitzvah arrives. What are we saying? That somebody who was b'derech rechayka, according to Rashi, is not mechuyiv in the Karim Pesach. Why? Because you're not mechuyiv to be in Yerushalayim until the afternoon. And by the afternoon, he's too far away. But that turns out, says the Michas Chinuch, does that mean that you don't have to build a sukkah or buy a lulav before sukkahs? Because you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah until sukkah. And now you'll say, once it's sukkahs, I can't build a sukkah on sukkahs, and I can't buy a lulav on sukkahs. And therefore, the Michas Chinuch says, avada, when the Torah says that a person has to do a mitzvah, what is included in what the Torah meant to say is that everything that's necessary in preparing to do the mitzvah must be done in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So how does he explain Rashi? So he explains that there's a difference of negligence during the time of the mitzvah and prior to the time of the mitzvah, as only referring to Hilchos Karis. As far as Karis is concerned, as we're learning in our Gemara, somebody who is B'derech R'chayka is not going to be mechuyev karis for not bringing a Karim Pesach. But, says the Michas Chinuch, that's only as far as Hilchos Karis is concerned. But certainly, says the Michas Chinuch, he has an obligation, everybody has an obligation that knows that there's an upcoming mitzvah to do whatever he can to fulfill that mitzvah. So now the Gemara continues with saying a rule. Kol she'ilu b'yochid nitcha, wherever you have a tumah that the person would not have to bring the carbon on Pesach Rishon. He brings it on Pesach Sheni. When it happened, Roiv Tzibur, the Roiv of the Tzibur, as we discussed, Atamei, Oivdim B'Tumma, bring it the carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon, and there is no obligation to wait for Pesach. They don't have to become Tar, and of course there's no Din of Pesach Sheni. However, Kam Milsa the Isa B'Tzibur, but whatever the tzibur has to do in order to be able to bring the Karim Pesach, isa b'yochid. Then that applies, a yochid must do it as well. However, kamilsa the leisa b'tzibur, any type of obligation that we can't impose on the tzibur, leisa b'yochid, we can't apply on a yochid either. Says the Gemara, erelis. So let's understand what the Bryce means to say. Erelis, they call it tzibur erelim nenu. If the entire tzibur were erelim, go make a bris, and make the Pesach. There's no heter that Roiv Tzibur is oral to bring the Karim Pesach in that state. Yochanami, and therefore to Yochid as well, go make a bris mila in order to be able to bring the Karim Pesach. And if he didn't do so, onish karus, he'll be chayef karus. However, by Tuma, they call it Tzibura, if most of the tzibur are tamei, loy madina alayu. There's no chiv to make azar, because tamei hotra b'tzibur. Most of the tzibur is tamei, we bring the Karim Pesach that way. El avde b'tumah, we make it b'tumah. So therefore, yochid nami, when his yochid is tamei, potter, we don't require him to have hazar on Shabbos Erev Pesach. We'll bring the carbon on Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara just said, the Braisa just said a rule. Rabbi just said a rule. Kamilso de leisa b'tzibur, leisa b'yochid. Whatever we can't enforce on the tzibur, we can't enforce on the yochid. Amalei Rav Huna b'rei de Rishul l'Rava. But Pesach Sheni, the leisa b'tzibur. The tzibur never makes Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni was said to Yechidim. V'isa b'yochid. But it does apply to yochid. But didn't Rava just say that whatever doesn't apply to the tzibur doesn't apply to the yochid as well? Amalei, so he says, you can't bring a rye from Pesach Sheni. Shani Hosum, the Avdel Tzibur Rishon. The reason Pesach Sheni doesn't apply to the tzibur is because it can never apply to the tzibur. Because if most of the tzibur was Tamei, they would have brought Pesach Rishon. And therefore, that's why the halacha is, you can't, that's why it's not a good explanation. But in fact, he says, explained the Rishonim, that in a situation where a tzibur did not make Pesach Rishon, for example, if most of the tzibur was Zovin, the halacha is that then they'll make it a Pesach Sheni, and so too would a Yochid. Ask the Gemara another question. Meisvei, Yochel Shlo Yeh Onish Koris, a person should not be Chayiv Koris for not bringing the Koran Pesach, El Shoye Tor, if there is a Torah individual, and he wasn't far away from Yerushalayim, era Pesach in the afternoon. Oral, but if the individual was an oral, or he was a Tamei Sheretz, or another type of Tumah, Menayin, how do we know that he gets Koris when he didn't bring the Korban Pesach? Tamaloyim of Ish. The Pasuk says the isha shu tor ubederach lehoya the chod lasses a pesach the nechusa nefesh him amel. This is the pasuk that teaches us, as we mentioned earlier, the chiyuv koris for not bringing a carbon pesach. So we learn from here midakam mahader a tamei sheretz. Since we're learning a tamei sheretz kesover, it's obviously that it is his opinion that ain't shachtim v'zarchem al tamei sheretz. The person who's Tamei Sheretz, who's Tamei today, Ere Pesach, even though by tonight he could be Tahor, we don't bring a Karm Pesach on his behalf. Similarly, we won't bring a Karm Pesach for a Tamei Meis, that today is day number 7. This Shachtim V'Sachna Tamei Sheretz, if the halach is that we can bring a Karm Pesach for such Tamei Sheretz, Lamele Durele, why do we have to bring a special Pasuk? Hain a Tahor, he's the same as a Tahor. Because by tonight, he'll be able to eat it. What do we see from here? That Alma, Afagav Deloy Chozoy, even though right now he can't eat the Korban Pesach, because he's Tomei, still Ram Yechiyuv Elei, that doesn't take away his obligation to bring a Korban Pesach. He should go to the mikvah, so they should be able to send the Korban Pesach through a shliach. He won't be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash today, because he's a Tomei Sheretz, and be able to eat it tonight. Afagaf, even though this is a situation, the lace of a tzibur. But tzibur don't have to be mitad himself. Still we're saying that even though the tzibur doesn't have to be mitad themselves and bring the Karm Pesach, we're saying Isa b'yachid. But Rav said earlier on top of this Amid, the kabbalist of the lace of a tzibur, anything that we can't, that we don't enforce by the tzibur, lace b'yachid, we don't enforce by the yachid. Elam Rava. Rava says, Kusavar b'leza shachtum v'zarkan al-tumei sheretz. We are allowed to shecht for a Tamei Sheretz. And we're allowed to do, and so similarly for a person that has to have Hazar. Hazar l'mai. Because what's the purpose that we do Hazar for such an individual? The entire purpose of doing Hazar for such an individual is l'achila, in order that he should be able to eat the Karm Pesach b'tahara, because he's Tamei. Achilas Psochim, says the Gemara, doesn't loy ma'akva. The Achilas Pesach doesn't prevent you from being yoytze the mitzvah. That means the mitzvah by Karm Pesach is just having Karm Pesach brought on your behalf. You, yes, have to be an individual that could potentially eat the Karm Pesach, but you don't have to eat the Karm Pesach. The Torah says, Ish lefi ochloi, when it speaks about the Karm Pesach, that doesn't that seem to indicate, says Rashi in Divrei Maskil Achilas, that eating the Karm Pesach is absolutely essential. Says Rashi, that's only l'chatchila. Tosfos explains that what the pasuk means to say is, as we alluded, if you're a person that can eat the Karm Pesach at night, even though you didn't eat the Karm Pesach, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But if you're an individual who could not have eaten the Karban Pesach at night, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. We spoke in the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph that you can't bring a Karban Pesach for individuals who can't eat it. Here we're bringing a Karban Pesach for somebody who won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach at night, and still we're bringing the Karban Pesach. Amalei Shloi LaOchlov. When we spoke about Shloi LaOchlov on Daf Samach Aleph, it meant a Choylu Zokin, the Loichazi, that aren't able to eat the Karban Pesach at all. They're physically unable to eat a kazayis of the Karban Pesach. Avahai Mechsechazi, this individual is capable of eating Karban Pesach. Tekuni delam sakin, he has this tumah issue, and therefore that's not considered shloi la'ichlov. The Mishnah concluded by having a Rekiva tell us a rule that anything that could have been done from before Shabbos may not be done in Shabbos. Therefore, shchita, which could not have been done before Shabbos, is doicha Shabbos. Amar Rehuda Marav, Halacha Rekiva. The Halacha follows Rekiva. Taisus asks a question that there's a rule throughout Shas, Hilchas L'Mashicha, that something that is not relevant, L'Halacha L'Maisa, is considered Hilchas L'Mashicha. So ask Taisus, why did the Gemara have to say, Hilchas L'Mashicha, if, why did the Gemara have to say Halacha Rekiva? We unfortunately don't have a Karban Pesach. So one teretz is that indeed, as far as Hilchas Pesach is concerned, it's Hilchas L'Mashicha. We unfortunately don't have a Karban Pesach. But they're also relevant regarding Mila, that the halacha is the Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but the only things that we're allowed to do on Shabbos is something that we could not have done before Shabbos. So since that's relevant, Bizman Azeh, that's what the Gemara tells us Halacha Kiva. Also, this rule that Hilchas L'Mashicha, it not everybody holds of that. And there are Amoraim that held that the Gemara passed even halachas that aren't unfortunately relevant bizman hazeh. V'tanan nami milikai gavna, klal amar kiva, kol malok shev shel ases ma'ariv Shabbos, anything when it comes to bris that could have been done before Shabbos, and a doichas Shabbos. Mila, but the mila that you could only do on the eighth day, and therefore if shel ases ma'ariv Shabbos could not have been done before Shabbos, the halach is doichas Shabbos. V'am Rav Yehuda, and here too, Amar Yehuda Marav halach v'kiva. Ask the Gemara Tzricha, why did the Gemara have to say that halach follows v'kiva both by Karban Pesach and by mila? The Ashminin gave Pesach. If we only learned this by Pesach, hasam the chmashir mitzvah loydochu Shabbos. Where the halach is the machshir mitzvah may not be done in Shabbos. Mishum dolay nechus alay shloisha sabrisas. The Karban Pesach is an important mitzvah, but there weren't 13 brisos said regarding the Karban Pesach, and therefore mechshirei mitzvah, which could have been done before Shabbos, may not be done on Shabbos. Ava mila, which we know, nichusol leh shloisha shabrisos, emelitchi. Yeshmina mila, hasum de mechshir mitzvah ledacha Shabbos, the lack of karis. You won't have karis if you don't make the bris today. Ava Pesach, when it comes to Pesach, dikke karis, if you won't bring the karm today, you'll be chayiv karis, because you can't bring it tomorrow. The bris you could do tomorrow. And therefore, litchi, we should be able to be doichit, could teach, therefore maybe for mechshirei mitzvah, even those that could have been done before Shabbos, should be doichit Shabbos in order to bring the Karban Pesach. Tzricha, that's why we have to say that here too, it's not that the mechshirei mila that could have been done before the mechshirei Karban Pesach that could have been done before Shabbos are not done on Shabbos. So we're learning now that somebody who didn't do the bris mila is not chayiv karis, and that's why immediately, and that's why the Gemara says that maybe that's why by him we're not his machshiri mitzvah and not doicha Shabbos. There's a very fundamental machloikus Rashi in the Rambam. A person who didn't have a bris mila, when is he chayiv karis? The Rivet holds that the Rambam holds that he's not chayiv karis until he passes away without having had a bris mila. So that according to the Rambam, the Gemara is very understandable. Yes, there's a mitzvah to have a bris mila, but he's not over he's not chayiv karis yet because he can always have the bris tomorrow. But according to the Rambam, that says according to the Ravid that says Yechayiv every day that you didn't have a bris milah, a chiv karis, what's the Gemara saying that there's no chiv karis? There is, of course, a chiv karis, because for every day that there wasn't a bris, there's a chiv karis. So, in fact, the Shaila Meshiv says that our Gemara is a raya to the opinion of the Rambam, that says that there isn't a chiv karis until the person passes away. But he says that Rashi, in Masech the Shabbos, explains that Kuf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, the very masculine Mila Bezmana, says that our Gemara is speaking about a tinuk, a child. And therefore, by child, even if the bris wasn't done in the proper time, there is no chiv karis. But indeed, our Gemara, he says, is not talking about a gadol, and because a gadol, the halacha is indeed according to the Ravid mechuyev in a bris mila every day, and every day that he doesn't have, there's a chiyuv karis, and the argument that the Gemara made wouldn't be speaking about such an individual.